This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the fitness, weight management, and personal development channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Nicole Karnowski, co-owner with her husband, Michael, of Metamorphosis Coaching, Consulting, and Training. They provide leadership and wellness training to help transform lives, families, and also businesses. Nicole is speaking with us today about choosing joy, gratitude, and good thoughts each day. Nicole, welcome once again to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric, for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to have you back. So I understand you have something to share that we may not always think of as a tool for health and wellness. Go ahead and get started.
Well, that's right, Eric. My topic today is just choosing your thoughts, and more than that, choosing them well. You know, our thoughts are so powerful, and they can really set our daily agenda, how we look at things or look at the world, and just our daily circumstances. So it's important to start choosing your thoughts well, starting in the morning.
And that's some good food for thought, no pun intended. Now, our thoughts are really powerful, aren't they?
Well, you know, Eric, they really are. What we focus on, we often get. It can really set the agenda for our entire day, as I mentioned. So I just want to encourage people, you know, to start to choose your thoughts well, starting with first thing in the morning. You know, I like to focus each morning on gratitude and positive thoughts, and anybody can start to do this. It's really easy. You know, before your feet even hit the floor each morning, think about just one thing that you're grateful for or that brings you joy. And, you know, you start to focus on that. It's really hard to stay negative if you start counting your blessings and the good things. So I think even if someone's going through a really hard time, everyone can think of one thing. You know, I'm alive. I have a roof over my head. I have food today, whatever it is. We recently had a really bad storm here in Minnesota, and we were without power for 5 days. So you can bet when that came on, I was like, I am grateful for air conditioning and power. So, you know, it's those little things. And there's just really power we found in our own lives, having that heart of gratitude. So I like every morning just to give little thanks during my quiet time for those things. And it really gets the day off to a good start. And a lot of times I've found it's really how we choose to perceive things. And I love this famous quote from Abraham Lincoln. He says, we can complain because the rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because the thorn bushes have roses. So, you know, it's our outlook.
It certainly is, and I agree with you 100%. I also understand there's a lot of research out there showing how our thoughts can affect our lives, from how people perceive us to even how well our body heals. Isn't that correct?
Yes, Eric. You know, there's so much out there right now in the brain-based coaching, and just more of that is unfolding every day. Some of my favorite authors on that subject are Dr. Carolyn Leaf and Dr. Daniel Amen. We don't have time, I know, this morning to get into all of this, but I highly recommend the book Switch on Your Brain, The Key to Peak Happiness, Thinking and Health by Dr. Carolyn Leaf, and also Dr. Amen's book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. These are just really great books to get you thinking, and some of the science behind, you know, thinking positive in that. So it's great.
Today we are speaking with Nicole Karnowski, co-owner with her husband Michael of Metamorphosis Coaching, Consulting, and Training, here on eHealth Radio's Fitness, Weight Management, and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Nicole, share a little bit about one of the most fascinating things you have learned about our thoughts.
Well, Eric, we're people of faith, so it's amazing to me that this is actually, there's actually a call in the Bible to renew our minds. And this basically means, you know, choosing good thoughts and replacing the worry or negativity and stressful thoughts with positive truth and life-giving thoughts. And I think it doesn't matter if you have different views or not, the process still works. And the beauty of that is they're finding today the scientific facts that really, you know, back up what's been written in the Bible. So I find that really fascinating, and just how well it does work to change your mindset.
How might someone start to change their negative thought patterns each day?
Well, first, it's very powerful just to start your day by, you know, making a list. Maybe it's only one thing to start out with, you know, in the morning. That one thing is that you can think of you're grateful for. But, hey, it's one thing. But as time goes on, you know, making a little list every day of the things you're grateful for, you know, the things that bring you joy, it's just really powerful when you start to be thankful and start choosing that joy, even despite what circumstances, you know, someone might be in. And some people might say, well, this isn't this like burying your head or denying there may be problems? But I say, no, it's really reminding yourself that those issues don't have to suck the life out of you or, you know, cause you to be just negative. You know, you can choose to be focused and calm and have peace, even if things may be crashing all around you. You know, and these types of people attract others. You know, you'll find they're the people you want to hire in their job. You're the people, they're the people you want to be around. And, you know, I just challenge people to try it for a day or a week and see if you don't have more positive feedback from others just when you change your own attitude and your mind and thoughts.
I understand that you have a little way for us to remember to think positive each day. Definitely share that bit of advice with us. We would be appreciative.
Yeah, it's just a little thing. I call it Think Fast, and the fast is F-A-S-T. F is focus, first thing in the morning, for what you're grateful for. And when you start to get negative, just focus your thoughts on the good and positive. A, act right away. Don't let your thoughts get the best of you. You know, whenever you start to get fear, worry, anxiety come in, counter those with the truth about the situation and or with the powerful words of positivity. You know, for me, it helps to quote a Bible promise. You know, everyone will have something. The S is speak it. Speak out those words of gratitude and joy because it has a powerful effect on us. And there's something about when it's spoken, you know. And then start speaking good things. And then T, just take time to monitor your thoughts when they start to turn into negativity and really cut that off. You know, if you're getting into a pattern, ask yourself why and get to the bottom of it. I think remember tomorrow is a new day, and that's really it, Erica. It sounds simple, but you know it requires some work and practice before we start to master it. It's kind of like a daily exercise and practice. But when people start to do this, I guarantee someone, if they start implementing, changing their thoughts and their mind, and focusing on gratitude, they will see a change. Try it for a week and see if others notice.
Without a question, certainly appreciate your covering this topic today. Really thankful for that. So tell us where our listeners can find out more on Metamorphosis coaching, consulting, and training, and how they could be in touch as well.
Sure. Well, they can reach us via our website, and that would be www.metamorphosisccp.com. And on there, there's a little page, contact us. They could just write what they are interested in or want more information on, and we will get back to them.
Well, once again, Nicole, thanks for your time, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with, once again, Nicole Karnowski, co-owner with her husband, Michael, of Metamorphosis Coaching, Consulting, and Training that provides leadership and wellness training to help transform lives, families, and businesses. And for more information and for contact, simply visit metamorphosisccp.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness, Weight Management, and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.